and then he went quickly down the mound. I didn't make any mistake. I know that when he nearly asked me to marry him, it was only an impulse, just as it was when he kissed me on Midsummer Eve, a mixture of liking me very much and longing for Rose. But why, oh why, must Simon still love Rose, when she has so little in common with him, and I have so much? Part of me longs to run after him to Scotney and cry, "Yes, yes, yes!" And surely I could give him a sort of contentment. That isn't enough to give. Not for the giver. The daylight is going. I can hardly see what I am writing, and my fingers are cold. There is only one more page left in my beautiful blue leather manuscript book, but that is as much as I shall need. I don't intend to go on with this journal. I have grown out of wanting to write about myself. A mist is rolling over the fields. Why is summer mist romantic and autumn mist just sad? There was mist on Midsummer Eve, mist when we drove into the dawn. He said he would come back. Only the margin left to write on now. I love you. I love you. I love you.